Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Good morning, everybody. Patrick Kaler, President and CEO of Visit Buffalo Niagara. It's great to have everybody here for our latest announcement for Restaurant Week. But while we await the 2023 travel visitor figures from Empire State Development, as reported by Tourism Economics, we know that in 2022, the $2.2 billion of visitors spend in Erie County, 43% of that can be attributed to the food and beverage sector of our industry. Last year, Visit Buffalo Niagara commissioned a comprehensive study by Future Partners on our website, visitbuffaloniagara.com. The study focused on the visitation to the website by a user followed by their conversion to an actual visitor. The average daily spend of a travel party from that study showed that visitors came to Buffalo and they spent on average $558 per day, with lodging and dining nearly spending matching their spending at $144 for lodging and $140 for food per day. Regarding the visitor's experience with our overall website content, the following attractions and things to do, restaurants and dining was the most influential content on the Visit Buffalo Niagara website at 59%. Also from the study that we learned that 43% of the trip decisions to Buffalo were influenced by the website. This attributed to the desire to, I'm sorry, 43% of that attributed to their desire to go to restaurant and dining experiences in our destination. So this brings us why we're here today. Almost 6 months ago, we were here for our October Restaurant Week, and now we're back for fall, which will take place Sunday, April 15th through the 20, I'm sorry, Monday, April 15th through the 21st. So far, we are pacing 30 restaurants ahead of where we were last year at this time, with nearly 90 restaurants already participating. We know that the restaurant industry is very busy, and we will be well over 100 restaurants by the time that we kick this off on Monday of next week. So we're very excited about those possibilities. Now, last fall, we had nearly 400,000 viewers to the Visit Buffalo Niagara Restaurant Week landing page, with over 60,000 viewers that came back 6.5 times to that website landing page. So we know there's lots of interest in overall dining and especially Restaurant Week. This week, we will have three dance competitions as well as a curling event, as well as the beginning of the Snow Symposium convention that will come in the following week, but they'll be here for the weekend of Restaurant Week. So whether you're visiting for Buffalo for a sports competition, a convention, or a leisure getaway, we know that one thing every visitor does when they come to our destination is eat. And that's a fantastic thing. So that's one thing that everybody has in common. And something that we heard during the pandemic from our restaurants is that they cannot survive by just the local patronage alone, that they do need the visitor economy and the visitor experience at dining to help keep their restaurants afloat. So this is why VBN took over Restaurant Week following the pandemic and put our staff, our financial resources and our marketing resources behind this critical sector of our visitor economy. So without further ado, oh no, I need to tell you a little bit more about Restaurant Week, what's happening. So this year's Buffalo Restaurant Week is going to follow the same format that we have in the past. So with brunch and lunch, two plus course menu price fix at $15, $25, and $45. Dinner with three plus course options at $25, $45, and $65. We do this so that many restaurants can see themselves in the opportunity to be a part of Restaurant Week, so that they aren't fixed on just one price point, that they can put themselves wherever they would like to be that follows their restaurant model. So restaurants upload their menus for the week up to our website, to the landing page, and then visitors can search by location, cuisine type, minority-owned businesses, and of course, there is a mapping opportunity as well where people can look to see where the restaurants are located. Now it's my pleasure to introduce the following speakers who are going to talk about their overall experience with Restaurant Week. And I'm going to start with our host today, Ryan Fernandez with Southern Junction, who is one of our James Beard finalists. And we're just so excited to be here at his restaurant. And so I'd like to welcome Ryan up.
Thank you. Oh, man. All right. So we love doing Restaurant Week in this house. This is going to be the third time, I believe, that we're doing this. Every single time, just having cuisine that's so unique, combining Texas barbecue with South Indian flavors. There's a lot of, you know, new people constantly coming in here. So having a special that everybody can experience and just kind of have a good time with it. Show people how our restaurant works. This is the first time we're doing it in the sit-down restaurant because we're at takeout only for about 3.5 years. So just flipping it now to more dine-in location and going with that. It's great. It's a lot of fun. So pretty excited to be a part of it. Pretty excited to introduce new folks around Western New York and all the folks coming into town, what we do over here, kind of show everybody what we're doing. It's great. That's all I got.
Thank you, Ryan. And we'll be taking lunch back to the Visit Buffalo Niagara staff from Southern Junction today, too. So
yeah,
really looking forward to an early lunch. Yeah. Next, I want to introduce Ellie Greenauer, who is the owner of the Glen Park Tavern and who is a board member with the New York Restaurant Association.
Good morning, everyone. Wow, I love doing this event. We participated for many, many years now. It started as a restaurant association event so many years ago. And then it became just too big for us to handle. And then, of course, the pandemic came. And, you know, back then, restaurants would have to pay a fee to participate. So after the pandemic, Patrick reached out to us and said, hey, we just think this would be a great fit. And so we met and decided to run with it. And I'm telling you, it could not be a better partnership. And the benefit to the restaurants is that we no longer have to pay to participate. You know, our margins are super slim. So even though the participation fee was, what, $150 or something, that was still money. Plus, you were trying to give the customers good value. So thank you to VBN for making this event what it is. And I think, you know, we've definitely encouraged many more restaurants to participate. And remember, it's free.
Thank you, Ellie. Now I'd like to introduce Andrew Galerno, the founder of foodbites.net, independent food writer and restaurant critic and really the Buffalo food guy. So Andrew.
Hey, Andrew.
Well, hello. It's good to be the Buffalo food guy. So for 15 years, I've been writing about food in Buffalo, and increasingly, it's become frustrating, not for lack of good stories or great things to tell people about, but trying to get the word out that Buffalo food is more than wings and weck and pizza. And with two restaurants, Wax Light Bar of Inn and Southern Junction, making the top tier of a nationally judged restaurant contest that travelers set their itineraries by, is really going to help. And I think it's great. And if anybody's listening, Buffalo has great wings, weck, and pizza, but they've got a whole, we have a whole lot of other things here. And here's the thing, you get big city diversity at Buffalo prices. So maybe you should check it out.
Mm-hmm. Nice, great,
yep.
Thank you, Andrew. The great thing about Restaurant Week, too, is that it highlights our small businesses, and many of our restaurants are small businesses. And what I love, too, is that we don't have a lot of chain restaurants, especially in the downtown core. So I really want to highlight some of those opportunities for us today as well. So next up is Lloyd Legao, who is the owner of Pinoy Boy Filipino Restaurant Kitchen at the Downtown Bazaar.
Good morning. Yeah, so this is our second year with Restaurant Week. Last year was pretty cool. We did a collab with Wheatie. We did like a two entree and like a wine for dinner. So that was a cool thing for everyone to like go to the Downtown Bazaar and like have different types of food. There's Sudanese, there's Ethiopian, Thai, and Mexican. So yeah, it's a good experience. And if you guys never had Filipino food, come on down. Thanks.
And that's a great point about Restaurant Week. This is an opportunity to get out and try new restaurants that you may not always think about going to. And so our next restaurateur owner is Gabriella Mattina with Gypsy Parlor.
Hi, everyone. My restaurant, Gypsy Parlor, we've been in business for 11 years almost now. And a lot of times people are like, oh, you have food? I didn't even know that. You're known for karaoke and late night partying and being open till 4 a.m. But yes, we also serve dinner, and we've been since the beginning, and we serve food late nights till 3 a.m. and Sunday brunch. So this is a great opportunity when people see that we're participating, that they come check out their food. They love it. We have an international menu, and it's a great time of year for the city because all the great synergy, and I feel like Buffalo has some of the best restaurants in this country, and I say that proudly. So come on to Gypsy Parlor. Thank you.
Thank you, Gabrielle. Our final speaker is Dan Garvey, who is the innkeeper of East Aurora's Roycroft and a Buffalo Restaurant Week founder.
Thank you. How's everyone? The Roycroft Inn has been a part of Restaurant Week for 11 million years. I can't really remember. It's been so many. And I must say, it's never been better than it has been since Visit Buffalo Niagara took it over for a lot of reasons. I know you alluded to it before, but the fact that every restaurant has an opportunity to participate, it's not just those that are priced in higher or lower areas. Every restaurant has an opportunity. And with what Andrew said is absolutely true. You have a myriad of places from which to choose, and that's what's going to bring people in. And the hospitality industry truly is the backbone of tourism. It's the second leading employer in the state, second only to the government. And so for that reason, this is more important than just getting out and getting to dinner. That's the big part of it. But the economy that surrounds this is so vital. Restaurants support your neighbors, your neighbors' kids, your friends. It truly has an economy that brings people together. In this city and in this great city that we see this tourism explosion happening that's never happened before. So for as many years as I've been doing local Restaurant Week at the Roycroft Inn, it's never been better than it has right now. So get out the website, start looking, make your plans, and go out and enjoy what we have to offer here in Buffalo.
Thank you, Dan. And that concludes our press conference today. So starting Monday, April 15th through the 21st, bring your appetite and experience the spring edition of Visit Buffalo Niagara's Buffalo Restaurant Week. Thank you. And we'll take any questions.
With BBN taking over, what challenges did you face coming into it? And then also, what have you kind of made better?
Actually, no challenges. So it was very well received from the restaurants. I think they appreciated the fact that we aren't charging for participation, that we again set up the tiered pricing as well so that more restaurants could participate. In the past, the restaurant price point was associated with the year. So it would be $20.24. So, you know, some of the maybe the higher end restaurants could never afford to put together a menu like that. So this at least allows multiple restaurants to decide which price point they would like to put themselves in, which gives us even more restaurants to participate.
And what are those price points?
They are, for lunch, $15, $25, and $45. For dinner, $25, $45, and $65.
And also, then also more affordable for the customer, right?
Absolutely, yes.
Can I speak to that as well, Patrick?
Absolutely.
The other thing that I didn't mention that VBN brings to the table, which the Restaurant Association didn't have, was the marketing power, right? Okay. I mean, the number of viewers of their website is way higher than we could ever reach. So that's been a super positive catalyst for Restaurant Week.
And on that, I think it was a year ago, the Spring Restaurant Week, that there was so much traffic that went to our website, it shut it down. And I believe it was the same day that there was a show on Netflix that shut down Netflix. So I take a lot of pride in that fact that our website and Netflix website got shut down on the same day.
Wasn't that the Glen Park Tavern that
Absolutely,
did that?
Yes. Everybody was looking to see what Ellie's menus were going to be.
How nice and convenient is this that we just had biggest events that the Western New York, the city of Buffalo has had with the Eclipse now kind of rolls into Restaurant Week and kind of highlighting some of the restaurants that probably people were enjoying in their weekend here.
This is way bigger.
Yeah.
Well, you know, we're finding now that really we don't really have any lulls in the year anymore. So we're very fortunate that we just continue to go from one event to the next. And so this is just a nice a little filler piece in the month of April when things are a little bit slower. We're starting to gear up into the meetings and convention time, which is great because it gives those out-of-town visitors an opportunity to try restaurants as well, even though it's really when they're arriving with the Snow Symposium and then it ends. But it gives an opportunity to at least look at the restaurants that we have in our destination as well. So we have kind of honed in on the third week of April and October. Just depends on what type of holidays might fall in there, but we want to be consistent with it so people can anticipate it in the future as well. And the restaurants can also play in too. And like I said, we're already 30 restaurants ahead of where we were at this point last year. So as we get into a rhythm of all of this, people know when to anticipate it. They can start planning their menus as well and getting everything uploaded.
Did you say the number of restaurants you have so far?
It's a little over 90. Is that correct, Karen, as of today? Yeah, over 90.
But you're accepting more and
looking forward. Yeah. We have found that we actually get restaurants who sign up the week of, too, because a lot of them are buying things fresh too. They don't necessarily know what they're going to be able to put on their menus and develop their menus. And so it tends for some of the restaurants to be a little bit last minute, which is great because then it gives them that opportunity to really use fresh ingredients for their menus.
And this press conference really helps you guys.
It absolutely does, yes.
Is there an importance to reach a little externally outside of the city of Buffalo too? I mean, I know East Aurora is important, but also, you know, other areas in the fringes of Erie County and into Cattaraugus, Chautauqua, Niagara County as well?
Well, it's all based in Erie County, so it's all Erie County restaurants, but we know that other people are looking at it, and we do have restaurants that do represent all of Erie County. So every corner of the county is represented, and that's, again, why we have the map aspect of it, too, so that if somebody is out, not living in the city, they can at least pull up the map and see what's near them as well.
Is there interest in going beyond Erie County? Eventually down the road, maybe not right now.
You know, it might be something that we look at, that we might do more of a regional, but right now we at least want to focus and get it right for Erie County, and then how do we further develop that in the future? It's obviously something that we could look at.
And Andrew mentioned the variety of restaurants. Andrew, right? Andrew mentioned the variety of restaurants in Buffalo. It's not just, you know, one type of food or the other. Can you just elaborate on that a little bit for anybody who may be like, yeah, but there's nothing that I like?
Right. Well, and that's the exciting thing about Buffalo is that we have flavors from around the world right here in Buffalo. That, yes, we are known for our chicken wings and our beef on weck and pizza, but we do have great restaurants from flavors from around the world and across the entire county. And so I think that is something that people that are looking for a new flavor to try. And you can search that specifically on the landing page as well to look at the different types of cuisine that are being offered.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.